In our What Happened Next slot today, we're with the Chief Executive of UBCO Bikes, Catherine Sandford. UBCO Bikes are electric bikes designed for farm and off-road use, but they can also be driven around town.
UBCO started out as a prototype farm bike and was entered into a competition at the Agricultural Field Days in 2014, and the company was launched the following year. Since then, we've grown to be a truly global company, so now we have team members in Australia, in the United States, in the UK and in Europe, and we've just recently appointed a distributor in South Africa, so we're certainly a global business. We're at about 50 staff worldwide, and the bike is now in its fifth generation.
When I last did a story on UBCO, you were targeting farmers and delivery companies, maybe for pizza deliveries. What's happened? Who is using an UBCO bike?
Gosh, well, there's lots and lots of use cases, from individual people using the bikes in lots of recreational contexts, whether that be riding the trails or hunting, those types of things. But in a commercial sense, the bike is heavily used now in food delivery, and you might have seen Domino's delivering pizzas on UBCO bikes in different locations around New Zealand. And we're trialling food delivery in a number of locations globally. In New Zealand, we have farming customers, both in traditional agricultural, you know, dairy, sheep type environments, a number of horticultural applications, including viticulture now. Conservation is a significant user of the bike, whether that be Department of Conservation or the likes of the Rotorua Trails Trust, where they're maintaining the trails through the Redwood Forest and beyond. So, yeah, a whole range of applications. Agriculture is a key market for us. And what's happening there is we're now trialling a new subscription model through pilot programs across the Bay of Plenty and Waikato, where there's a weekly, monthly fee for the bike rather than purchasing it outright. It overcomes the issue of effectively paying for fuel. It also enables us to manage all of the servicing and maintenance of the bike. And then when it comes to its end of useful life, we have a program to actually bring the bikes back in for repurposing into lower intensity applications, or to break them down and recycle them, so a farmer doesn't have to worry about, you know, what to do with it at the end.
Earlier this year, UBCO raised $10 million. What do you intend to do with that money?
So, yes, we did, $10 million, and we're using that money for market expansion into the US and the European markets. So that involves growing our teams in each of those locations, as well as a strong focus on engineering, product development and technology.
I was just wondering whether farmers are becoming more environmentally aware, and whether, because of the latest announcement about other EVs, whether that has encouraged them to pick up the phone and maybe think about replacing their farm bike with an electric bike.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. The incentives that the government are providing currently are targeting four-wheel vehicles, so we don't really fit that category. I think we're certainly seeing, you know, a number of farmers who are much more environmentally focused and thinking about sustainability on farm. But really, until we see regulatory change from a two-wheel vehicle perspective and incentives in place, then I really don't think that that's a key driver. It's more about, you know, cost of running the farm and a dependency on those early adopters to drive the change.
How many UBCO bikes are you expecting to roll off the production line this financial year?
We're expecting to sell around 2,000 bikes this year. Revenues are in the range of $3 million with a target of just over $12 million. But yeah, overall, I'm becoming a brand that a household name is where we're seeing the company headed.
Catherine Sandford from Mount Maunganui-based UBCO